Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. When I attend lectures and conferences on ocean issues, the presenters usually fall into three categories: research technology reporters, single focus organizational promoters, and commentator observers of ocean policy and trends. Listening, I would conclude that ocean research is alive and well, with many new technologies in play: satellites, remote underwater vehicles, floating and submerged data gathering systems, and visualization software that reveal a constant stream of new information and understanding. The same is true for the organizations. There's no question that the research institutes and non-governmental groups promoting ocean issues, new approaches, and conservation values have proliferated globally, with specific successes and greater public awareness so devoutly to be wished. Finally, the commentator observers, to whom we look for the larger picture and recommendations for the future, most often paint a dour picture of declining circumstance and call out for greater educational efforts and resources in response. While I certainly agree, I've been known to poll the presenters in the hallways after to inquire about their contribution to that educational strategy, mostly to find that that part of their program is sadly underfunded, the allocated staff positions have not been filled because of budget cuts, and that by education they really mean organizational self-promotion, sometimes called public relations. Truth be known, ocean education receives no more than a pittance when compared to the overall budgets of these organizations, leading me to point out to them that an unfunded, undercommitted strategy is no strategy at all. Why do they avoid me in the hallways? We are looking for solutions. If the situation is so dire, then we must move beyond better understanding of the parameters of the problem to very specific actions and new ideas. Education is a very big word. It can be full of real accomplishment, evinced by the bright students of effective teachers, by programs that reach into more classrooms and other venues, not just once, but on a continuing basis. Education can also be empty, pedagogical efforts that never seem to find a tangible use, or once over lightly programs that may innovate once, never to be refunded beyond the term of a grant. The inhibiting factors are many: the narrow defines of a scientific discipline, the chemistry curriculum that has no room for physics, the confusion of multiple standards and learning evaluations, the reluctance of coordinators and teachers to accept or integrate anything new, the constant excuse of diminished resources to cover for disinterest. For some time now, the World Ocean Observatory has been trying, without success, to introduce a multidisciplinary curriculum about the ocean, combining aspects of geology, physics, chemistry, biology, oceanography, economics, political science, history, literature, music, and art into a presentation of 100 things one should know about the ocean. It is all too radical, too against the conventional way, too difficult to fight for, too easy to say no to the risk of the unknown. We've had little interest in the United States. We're having better luck in India. We are faced with the single option of necessary renewal. The status quo is proven not to serve. We know it, but what will we do about it? Will we gather together teachers and administrators to take the necessary steps in approach and structure that would enable change? Will we dare to enable the future careers and lives of our students by trying something different? Will we have to discover other venues than existing schools to teach and test new educational ideas in after-school programs, charter schools, home teaching networks, online distance learning, where renewal will be welcome? Leaders in ocean science and education, research and policy must accept this mandate for renewal. Revitalization of not what we teach, but how we teach it. We cannot rely on generalities and good intentions, but rather on concrete efforts, determined advocacy by students, parents, teachers, and administrators who will push relentlessly for this change. Yes, education and greater public awareness are mandatory for any successful shift in attitudes about the ocean future. The renewal, however, will come only when we understand that it is necessary, without question. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.